go ahead and have a seat for a quick minute. Before our benediction, I want to give you guys just a quick update on our buildings for our Shawnee Mission and downtown campus. You know, we talked about this being our 30th anniversary. I think one of the most important and strategic things we're doing this 30th year is finding permanent homes for two of our campuses across the metro. And if you were here in the fall, you know a lot of this already, but you know, for 4 years at Shawnee Mission and for 2 years at downtown, maybe even more, we have been thinking and praying and looking for spaces for these churches to really thrive and have a permanent home. And we found two incredible spaces earlier this year. And as a church, we had a congregational meeting in the fall, and we voted on whether we should move forward in purchasing those buildings or not. And if you were there, it was incredible affirmation from our congregation. I think 98% of those present voted, yes, we need to do this. This is the right thing to do. And since that time, and this is just incredible, we have actually seen $500,000 from this incredibly generous congregation come into our Reach KC fund alone. And our general fund giving has been 4%, is tracking 4% over our projections even right now for this fiscal year. So two just incredible pieces of God's provision through you guys and your generosity as we've started this journey. So when we voted on that, we started a period of due diligence on these two buildings. If you've ever purchased a building, you know, or a house, you know there's this time where you're under contract, but you got to see kind of what's going on inside. So we've been in that period, and that's really what I want to give you an update about. It's just this due diligence period. So first, I'm going to start with our downtown building, which I think we've, yeah, this is what it, the building we are looking at. It's a really beautiful space. Our early estimates were really based on kind of a walkthrough with people who knew what they were doing, but we couldn't really get behind walls and see what was going on. And so I want to give you a more accurate projection at this point. And our tenant improvement estimates need to go up. That's kind of the big update here. The major drivers behind that increase in improvement costs are one, life safety issues due to occupancy changes. So when you, right, when you change a building from occupying X number of people to Y number of people, and that number goes up, there's all kinds of safety concerns that come up with that and legal requirements that come along with that. The second major driver was remediation of hazardous materials. So really old building, as are all the buildings basically in Crossroads of Kansas City, if you've been there. And along with that comes materials that we really don't want when we begin worshiping there. So we brought in, you know, experts to help us figure that out. And the big picture with our downtown space is those tenant improvements, so those ways we need to improve the building before we can occupy it, are increasing the cost for that space by $750,000, which sounds like a lot, and it is a lot. But as we've done our due diligence in this, and you know, even in the midst of that, as we knew some of these changes were coming, we talked to other churches in the city. We talked to churches who have built new. We talked to churches who have done what we're doing in renovating a building. And as they, even as we continue to look at the price per square foot that we're getting out of this space, it's really comparable to what else we could get. And this is one of the best buildings we could possibly get in downtown at this time. So we still think this is a really wise move for us to move forward with this building. At our Shawnee campus, we have a little more time in our due diligence. So we're hoping to close, by the way, on downtown kind of late March. And we won't close on the Shawnee Mission space until mid-April. You can see it's kind of this in this retail space next to the Planet Fitness there on Shawnee Mission Parkway. It's a really excellent location. As we've gotten in there, our architect and general contractors are telling us we probably need to bump up the build-out of this space to meet the needs of where our campus is by about $500,000. So that's a little less hard and fixed because we still have more time to keep looking around in there. But, you know, this is basically coming from that campus continues to grow, and their needs continue to grow. And as we think about building out that space, not only for where that campus is now size-wise, but where it will be in a year, and then 5 years, and then 10 years, we're kind of doing a dance there of saying how much we want to build out now and how much we want to wait on. And the architects and general contractors are saying, hey, we probably need to build out more of this than we previously thought, just given where this campus is. So for those of you who are not math people, as I am not, here's kind of the big picture. So when we came to the congregation and voted on whether we should move forward on this or not, We projected that the cost for all of this, so both purchase and renovation for both of these spaces, would be something around $5.65 million. That was an estimate. We, as a congregation, approved to take out more debt than, to take out, I believe it was $7 million of debt. So we actually planned on perhaps taking out more just in case these numbers came back the way they did. But we thought it would be around 5.65. Right now we're thinking it's going to be more like 6.9. So there's a little graphic there. So we're kind of thinking now is a total of 6.9, which is a lot of money. But guys, as our elder team has looked at this, as our pastoral staff has looked at this, as our campus pastors have looked at this, we continue to believe this is the right move for our mission. And if you've been around Christ Community, you know that at the heart of what we feel called to do in Kansas City is plant churches that are multiplying disciples and multiplying leaders. And we believe in those communities, right? Brookside, downtown Leawood, Shawnee, Olathe, that the local church as God designed it is the hope of that community. That's a conviction that we have. We believe the local church is God's plan A in the world, and we want to be about multiplying God's plan A. That's who we are. And so, yes, some of these numbers are a little more intimidating than they were before, but I think as a church, I think God will continue to provide for us. I do. I think God is still with us in our mission. And I think as a leadership team across all of our campuses, we are united that this is the right thing to do. So you may have more questions that I'm not possibly going to address up here. So what we're going to do actually today, it's a little unique. At about 12, so about 10 minutes from now, we're going to host a little Q&A in this room. So I'm going to be here with some more staff, some elders, just right here in the front. And if you, in 10 minutes, want to come back and just sit right here, we're going to do just White House press secretary style Q&A, okay? So hopefully I like you, because then I'll pick you. So keep that in mind. But yeah, feel free to stop by. If you don't have questions, that's totally fine. It's not required, but if you do, come about 12:10, and we would love to do that together. And let me just close by saying, I believe so strongly in the mission of this church personally. And I know the effect this place has had on my own life, my own growth as a disciple, as a leader. And I'm looking around at faces in this room that I think have the same story of this place. And I'm so grateful that we get to do this together, you guys. It's a gift. All right, with that in mind, please stand for our benediction today. This is from the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 1. If you would raise your hand as a symbol that you receive this word and take it with you. To the King of ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. And go in peace.